One of the things we would like to do in tonight's service is to pray for the staff for this period. Working on staff can bring its challenges. It can exert all kinds of energy, physical and emotional energy. And so we want to pray for our staff. As we all know here in this room, our staff is not compensated like other staff. They're compensated better. But they do this as a service to the Lord. So we want to really be in prayer for each one. And so first, I'd like to pray for the counselors in this period. We want to pray for the Lord's blessing on your ministry as you give yourself to Him, as you serve Him, as you minister to the little boys and girls in the cottage and to the girls in the village, that God will do wonderful things, that He will reveal Himself to these children, that they will come to saving faith. And I know you have things on your heart that you would like to see the Lord do for each one. And so we want to stand behind you this period and pray with you and for you. So if I could ask, if I know there might be others that are not in this room right now, but those who are here, cottage counselors, village counselors, please stand. We'd like to pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is here to equip each one for the task ahead. We want to receive from Him that equipment, that you may minister in the power of the Holy Spirit each moment of every day. Amen. Sister Jean, would you pray for these counselors, please? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
for each and every counselor,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
that have given themselves to serve you this week or these 2 weeks, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence on their lives even now.
Yes.
Lord, we are asking, oh God,
yes,
to shower
Jesus
down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Touch your little hearts, every
Lord
soul, every
yes,
mind,
Lord,
Lord.
Yes.
That will be
Hallelujah
serving you, Lord
Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
They're here before your presence,
thank
Lord.
You.
As we,
thank
oh
you,
God,
Lord,
as we
yes,
son,
Lord,
oh God.
Yes.
And
yes,
for you,
Lord,
we give you all the
yes,
honor
Lord
and the glory and the
yes,
praise
Lord
for these, oh God, that are here. Meet
oh,
each one, Lord. Remove
yes,
each doubt, each fear,
yes,
any anxiety, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Fill them with your peace
yes,
and your grace, which is enough
yes,
for every need that they will meet. Every need in their own life that they will meet. Because, Lord, as we give in and as we give up, you give in. And Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit and your presence will surround each one at this time. Fill them with your grace,
yes,
oh God. Fill them with your love.
Yes, Lord.
Fill them with your patience.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you know the situation that will come.
Yes.
That will be patience. And all that goes with it.
Lord,
you have already, and you will this night, oh God. Endue them with that kind of a power and presence from on high, Lord, that they might serve you. Serve you, O God, and not only that, you might be pleased with their service.
Yes.
Have your way in their lives now, I pray. Keep them as they go forward
yes
in you. Onward I go, nor doubt, nor
amen
fear. Happy with Christ, our Savior, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you're working in these
hallelujah
lives for your honor and glory and praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus,
yes,
for all you will do and are doing even now.
Yes.
That your precious name might be glorified
hallelujah
in your lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh, nor doubt nor fear. Happy with Christ, my Savior near. Trusting that I someday shall see Jesus, my friend of Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me. truest friend to me. For I remember Calvary. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. We'd like to have the rest of the staff stand at this time. You know who you are. There are those who prepare our meals, those who serve our meals, those who clean up for our meals, the dishes and the pots and so on, and the work in the palace, those who work on the grounds, the housekeeping, the office, the boathouse, the nurse. Did I leave anyone out? Maybe I did, but please stand. Everyone else, we'd like to pray for you. The Lord will strengthen you in these days. The Lord will meet you. The Lord will bless you abundantly above what you can offer. He will offer himself that much more to you. Strengthen you in these days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ask our brother Dale, would you please pray for this staff? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord. Lord Jesus, you know very well that an empty vessel can't pour out anything.
Jesus.
Lord, we claim that promise in your word, Lord. There would be first a well of water ever springing, springing up to eternal life, and then rivers of living water flowing forth from the inmost being. You know how you can fill with the power of your blood. You know how you can fill with the power of the Spirit, Lord. You know how you can sweep aside with the power of your strength, of your goodness, of your plan, of your provision, every obstacle, Lord. And we're looking for that, Jesus, in this period.
Yes.
No matter what the task is, you say, choose out men filled with the Holy Spirit so that they can wait tables. Well, Lord, we claim the same thing.
Yes,
we need
Jesus.
Empowerment.
Fill with your
we
Spirit.
We need filling,
yes.
Lord.
Yes,
we count
Lord.
On it. It's
yes,
not an Lord. Earthly work, Lord. I've
Jesus.
Had people tell me about how they were ministered to just by the workers, Lord, by a waitress,
Lord,
or by
yes,
someone on the grounds, Lord, that the power of the Holy
yes,
Spirit
Lord.
Was manifest through that labor. And Jesus, we claim it this period. We need it this period. Lord, take these vessels, take them unto yourself, cleanse them with your blood afresh, and fill them to overflowing with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Give them rest and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Only blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Now let's take our hymnals and stand together, and let's turn to number 320. I know some of you didn't get a chance to stand there, so I don't want you to feel left out. He hideth my soul, 320. Seated.